We say a very good morning to Councillor Paul Truscott, who joins us. G'day, mate.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here this morning.
Not a problem. And we've got a special guest in the studio
as well. Thank you. Not just me, but I've actually got my middle son here with me, Daniel, today.
So. Daniel, say g'day.
G'day.
You can say hello.
Go. Good on you, mate.
All so right. School holidays, that's what happens.
You've got to love them. Make the most of it, eh?
Yeah.
All right then. Now, we'll start off this morning, Paul, by referring to the headlines in today's Fraser Coast Chronicle. Removing fluoride was a mistake. Health experts say previous councils have condemned us to, quote, the dark ages, the dental dark ages, by getting rid of fluoride in our water back in 2013. You weren't in council then. You weren't part of that process.
That's right. Thankfully.
yeah, but it's interesting that that decision was made back then, much to the dismay of many,
yes.
I've got to say.
Always love those headlines, though, the dental dark age.
Yeah,
it sounds pretty disastrous.
Well, I was speaking to Ted Sorensen the other day. He was saying the waiting time at the hospital
for
dental work is... Some people are waiting 18 months.
Yeah, I used to work for Chris Foley when he was the state member, and I remember vividly dealing with a lot of those similar issues.
Yeah, and with that in mind, and let's face it, we go to the dentist, we all know it's not a cheap exercise.
No.
It does cost a considerable amount of money to get your teeth fixed up, whatever the case may be. Now, yes, there are institutions out there which can do it, but as we just said, people are waiting a long time. Interesting reading an article by Tanya Plibersek, former federal health minister, saying that the decision to remove the fluoride from our drinking water was certainly a step back for us. But let's look further here and perhaps say that the council shouldn't have been in a position to have to make that decision. The government of the day put it upon councils in Queensland to make their own decision on fluoride. Surely that in itself... was a big mistake.
I'd have to agree with you. I don't really think it's a great idea for health decisions like that level. I think,
it's not fair.
A government level above council, in my opinion, should be dealing with those sort of issues where it's an issue of health. They have health ministers available. They have all those sort of health people in the departments to deal with it, to make those sort of decisions. I would imagine it would be a better decision coming from that level of government.
You would think so. But anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, and my next question would be, now in light of this headline in today's paper, will this be addressed by council?
Well, as far as we've got our next council meeting tomorrow, it's not on the agenda as far as I'm aware. This seeing the headline here is the first I've seen of it personally.
Yep.
So it's not something that's been discussed at any recent briefings or anything. So it'll be interesting to see what does come of it now if they make an approach to council in that regard.
Well, maybe the pressure is on council to actually have another look at this. Interesting that the former mayor, Gerard O'Connell, in this particular article, he criticised the council for voting to remove fluoride from the water, saying the issue should be decided by state government, but he supported fluoridating water.
In the water,
The overwhelming amount of medical and scientific evidence suggests it's perfectly safe and a sustainable way to reduce tooth decay among the population.
That's it. And there's been a number of Australian cities that have been having it for decades now.
So. Absolutely. Haven't grown a third eye as yet or anything else. All right, let's move off that, mate. It's been a busy time.
It has been busy. We've had things on recently, some big events like the Tech Challenge last weekend, which was fantastic. Great to see thousands of people turn up for it. It was a huge success.
Always is a huge success.
It's great.
People put so much time into that.
Yeah.
It's incredible, the passion.
So I just want to take the opportunity to thank all of the organisers and volunteers for that. And then the street party that coincided with it as well was another great success. I had Soul City in the city again playing, so that was fantastic. Great to see them there. They're always full of life.
Yep. And we've got some scouts in the region too at the moment.
Yes, there's the Scouts Cubery happening out at the showgrounds at the moment. So, look, I've heard of corroboree, a jamboree. I'm not sure what a cubery is personally.
Obviously but, they know what
they
it
know,
is.
Yep.
Yes.
So I'm actually going out to visit them shortly.
Well, you can ask them that question.
I will have
first,
to find
first
out.
Off so. Of that, let me know, will you?
That's right.
All right, then. And, of course, we had a big weekend with the open house.
Yes, yeah, that was great
too. As well, always well supported.
Yeah, open house was good, and then the open gardens as well followed on the Sunday. And I know my wife went and visited all of them, so she's right into the garden. She's got the green thumb. So.
And we ended up at Lego, the Lego convention.
Yes, Lego's always fun.
Try and keep my son away from that. So
actually, my little fella here, Daniel, he is a mad keen.
Are
Lego
you keen on Lego?
Master builder, aren't you, mate?
So. Did Dad take you to the Lego display on the weekend? He didn't.
No, we were busy, weren't we? But we wanted to go.
Busy looking at gardens and houses, eh?
And so one other thing, we've got the... there's tomorrow Sunrise is coming and doing a live their live sessions from Hervey Bay. They're doing a to Z of Australian cities.
Great.
And so they've got H is for Hervey Bay. So I'm starting a push now for M is for Maryborough. So we're going to see more on that. We're going to make a bit of a promo and we want to spread the word. M is for Maryborough.
Okay.
That's right. Bring
Sounds
it on.
Good. All right then, buddy. Well, O is for out of time.
There we go.
And I do appreciate yours, mate.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Enjoy your holidays, Daniel.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Well behaved little boy. It's 7 to 9, Triple M.
Cheers.